Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Gizmodo began publishing the leaked documents obtained from Meta by whistleblower Francis Haugen. These documents were previously only directly available to Congress and some media outlets. Gizmodo published 28 documents in this initial batch, which were reviewed and redacted by legal and academic partners to minimize potential harms and impacts to Meta employee privacy. A new regulatory filing shows that Elon Musk received commitments for $46.5 billion to finance a potential tender offer for Twitter. A tender offer would see Musk purchase some or all shares of the company directly from shareholders, rather than through an offer negotiated with Twitter's board. Warner Brothers Discovery will shut down the CNN Plus streaming service on April 30th, after just launching on March 29th. Customers will receive prorated refunds on existing subscriptions. CNBC sources say the existing CNN Plus content will move to HBO Max, CNN.com, and on the CNN app. Netflix reported it lost 200,000 net subscribers in Q1, its first subscriber loss in over a decade. On its earnings call, co-CEO Reed Hastings said the company plans to introduce lower-cost ad-supported plans. The company hopes it can convert some of the estimated 100 million users watching Netflix with borrowed credentials. The makers of the Brave browser announced a new feature called DAMP, which will automatically take users to an original website for pages linked to Google's Accelerated Mobile Pages framework. The browser will rewrite links and URLs when possible to avoid visiting AMP pages altogether. Otherwise, it will redirect users away from AMP pages before a page is rendered. And DuckDuckGo also announced it will use an original publisher's webpage in place of Google AMP versions when loading or sharing an AMP page from DuckDuckGo apps or extensions. Last week, WhatsApp announced a communities feature offering improved tools for group chats of up to 32 people. Today, Meta announced it will delay the launch of communities in Brazil until after the general elections in October as a measure to combat disinformation. Head of public policy Dario Durigan told Brazilian news site G1 the decision is a precautionary measure, which follows an agreement between Meta and Brazil's Superior Electoral Court from earlier this year. Brazil is one of the largest markets for WhatsApp. Amazon launched Buy with Prime, which lets third-party merchants use Amazon's shipping and logistics network to fulfill orders on their sites. These sites will be able to display Prime badges for items eligible for free expedited Prime shipping, with Prime members able to use Amazon account info to place orders. At launch, the service will be available by invitation for sellers already using Fulfillment by Amazon. Earlier this year, France's data protection agency, CNIL, fined Google 150 million euros for using confusing language in cookie banners. In response, Google introduced new cookie banners for Europe that will offer reject all, accept all, or more options choices, initially coming to France and extending across the European Economic Area, the UK, and Switzerland. These new banners will appear on Google Search and YouTube for users not signed into an account. The UK's Department for Transport proposed updates to the highway code for people using self-driving vehicles. Under the changes, drivers would be required to take control of vehicles when prompted. Watching television on built-in screens would be allowed while in motion, but mobile phone use would remain illegal. Users of self-driving cars would not be responsible for crashes, with insurance companies liable for claims. The Department of Transport expects the first self-driving vehicles to be ready for use on UK roads later this year. Twitter will launch a beta test to highlight third-party tools that are part of its Twitter Toolbox collection it launched in February. When users in the beta block or mute someone using Twitter's native tools on the web, Twitter will show a prompt suggesting services like Block Party, Bodyguard, and Moderate. Twitter's head of product for its developer platform, Amir Shavat, said this is part of an effort by Twitter's dedicated team to solve third-party app discovery problems on the platform. Instagram began testing a change to how it displays searches for hashtags, showing posts with the most likes or related reels. The company said this will be mixed with more recent and timely content to see how people engage with it. And Panic's Playdate handheld console began shipping on April 18th. Shipments will begin for customers in Group 1 of its initial pre-order, and Panic estimates shipments will reach all of this group by the end of May. Pre-orders were initially set to begin at the end of 2021, but Panic pushed this back after discovering battery issues with the initial finished units. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.